Module 7, Unit 14, Exercise 2, page 149. Listen and do the exercises in the book.
I'm glad I left the dental practice. I really needed a break. Let's hope no one calls for the next half an hour.
Well, everybody needs a break after a morning's hard work. What were you working on?
Dr. Thompson has been asked to write an article for a school magazine. The school has a professional course for dental technicians, and they often ask dentists to explain something about their job. But she hasn't got much time, and she asked me to help her with the article.
That sounds difficult. What are you going to write about?
I'm not sure yet. I could describe how to assist patients, giving some tips on how to deal with people who are very nervous, or with little children.
It's certainly something they don't teach you at school. I think it's very interesting, a sort of psychological approach.
Yes, I agree. But, on the other hand, I'm afraid it won't sound very professional. They might be looking for something more technical or scientific.
I don't think so. You need to attract the students' attention with an unusual topic. I guess they would also appreciate a description of the practical tasks connected with the job.
What about sterilizing dental equipment? I have to do that all the time. I could explain how to do it, what are the best products, and what are the most common mistakes.
I'm afraid this would be rather boring. And they do it in the lab when they are at school. It's nothing new.
Right. What do they not teach at school? Maybe answering the phone, taking appointments, and that kind of stuff?
That's a good idea. I don't think students consider this part of the job. And it can be useful for other careers.
But that's true also for the first idea we discussed, the relationship with patients. I still think it's my favourite option.
You're probably right. It's the best idea. Let's order now. What about a cheeseburger?